Tonight, the Golden State Warriors kick off the 2016-2017 NBA season at home in Oakland. It's an exciting time to be a Bay Area basketball fan. After a win and a loss in the NBA Finals, they've added superstar Kevin Durant to an already stacked team.
But for the Golden State Warriors, tonight is about a welcome. Kevin Durant will show up at Oracle wearing a Warriors uniform for the first time, and he's sure to get a warm East Bay welcome.
That's the voice of Tim Roy. He's watched players come and go for more than 20 years as the radio host of the Golden State Warriors. KLW's Justine Lee met up with the play-by-play man at a preseason game to see what it's like to have one of the best views in the basketball business.
It's 2 hours before tip-off, and droves of fans in a sea of blue and gold stand with signs, take selfies, and cheer as they watch the Warriors warm up. Up about 60 steps from the half-court sideline in a section broadcasters call the perch, someone else is warming up, too.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, happy as we can be. M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E.
That's Tim Roy, the radio play-by-play announcer starting his 22nd season with the Warriors. Tim has known the team before Steph Curry, before the championship, before it was even a playoff contender. With all those years of experience, I want to know, does he get bored or nervous?
I get fired up for games. I'm fired up all the time. I mean, the cool thing about my job is that when I start breaking down the game and the numbers, it never feels like work. Never feels like work.
That's true even when he has to fill the time.
I always prepare like it's going to be a blowout because that way, you're never caught off guard. You always have something you can say, something you can talk about.
Tim's been preparing for this job his whole life. He came from an East Coast family that loved sports.
I'm old enough to remember the transistor radio.
He remembers staying up late listening to 6 or 7 games a night.
I lived in northern Connecticut, and we were close enough to get Boston games, New York games, Philadelphia.
Even the Montreal Expo games in French.
Deux prises, aucune balle contre Bob Bailey. Voici le troisième lancé.
I didn't know much French, but I knew if he said something like dos dos, I mean it was 2-2, the count.
The infield overshifted. Here's the pitch. Swung on, belted. It's a long one.
But the person who really inspired Tim's career was Red Barber, the legendary baseball commentator. Tim gobbled up his autobiography.
So I got to hear in his words about being a sportscaster and sitting up in the press box, and I thought that sounds really cool to me.
He was only 8 or 9 at the time.
I knew that this was the job that I really wanted. This is what I always wanted to be.
Tim got his first gig at 19, calling minor league hockey games in upstate New York. Then came minor league basketball, baseball, even Canadian football. Before he settled on basketball, he played on his high school's team and worked hard off court too, scouting his opponents with his brother.
My dad would let us borrow his old station wagon. We'd drive to a high school, watch a game.
To get an edge, they'd take notes on players like,
every time he dribbles the ball hard, he's gonna go up for a shot.
Tim and his brother were always talking the game.
So that, I think, helped me once I got some basketball gigs because the flow of it, the strategy, the nuances were very familiar to me.
I get to see that in action when I join Tim Roy and his broadcast team at The Perch. His fellow sports fanatics handle the soundboard, feed him noteworthy stats, even deliver coffee. They've all got their headsets on, ready to go. Right before the national anthem, they stand up and fist bump each other.
As well as we come back to action, 9-0 run for Golden State. 16-5 the score with 7:18 to go in the first quarter. And the Warriors doing it from downtown. Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, Steph Curry all have hit a three.
Once the game starts, it's about covering the basics, saying where the ball is, and reminding listeners of the score. It turns out you can never say the score enough.
Chris Paul with the ball. Clippers attacking the basket to our right. Pass batted by Curry to the backcourt. As always, mouth guard askew for Steph. Off the screen. Paul has it stolen by Curry. Picked his pocket. But again, Blake.
Here's senior producer R.C. Davis.
Tim's job is to paint that picture. So if you're driving in your car, sitting in your living room, he can tell you where exactly the ball is.
He's worked with Tim for 11 seasons.
Yeah, he's just masterful at telling a story, basically. Great storyteller.
Tim's loaded up his laptop with sound bites to use during breaks in the game. like free throws or a timeout. But many of the stories he shares are in his head.
And that's the great thing about being in one place for a long time is that I can bring up a story from, say, 10 years ago, maybe a Baron Davis or Jason Richardson anecdote that is similar to something that's happening, you know, with the Warriors right now.
Tim tells me many Warriors fans are just as knowledgeable as he is.
They know the NBA. They don't need a scoreboard to tell them when it's time to make noise.
By now, Tim has called more than 1,700 games for the Warriors, and plenty of them were not pretty. Fans and Tim had to put in a lot of time without a championship.
They don't want me to sugarcoat things when things are going bad. And things were bad. They were really bad for a while.
It's his job to keep fans engaged, which makes his most memorable call of all time that much sweeter.
Cavaliers to bring it up. Warriors 105, Cleveland 97. J.R. Smith.
Game 6 of the 2015 NBA Finals.
Rebound. It's taken 40 years, but once again, the Bays team is the best team. The Golden State Warriors have won the NBA title.
I was thinking about, you know, now this generation has their own Warrior championship team. It's not their dad's team. It's not their grandfather's team. It's their team.
Final score, Warriors 105 and the Cleveland Cavaliers 97.
It was an emotional moment. It was an unbelievable moment. It's a moment a broadcaster dreams of.
And the Warriors win the 2015 NBA Finals 4-2. The Warriors have gone from years of being a punchline to the front of the line. DeAndre Jordan bats the ball to Paul, who takes it to the right elbow, down the lane, to the box, throws it up on the rim. That won't fall. Pachulia gets the rebound away from Paul, throws to Durant, and here come the Warriors.
Back at Oracle Arena, fans get to watch Kevin Durant play as a newly minted Warrior for the first time. When he scores his first basket, no surprise, Dub Nation goes wild.
3-on-3, left side Curry. Double team, dribbles by the double team, finds Durant. He's open, he fires for three. Got it!
I myself am jumping up and down, headphones on and recorder in hand. Tim might be equally excited, but he has to call it, sitting down.
And this crowd erupts at the sight of Kevin Durant in a Warriors uniform knocking down a triple. All the Warriors have to do is get it across the timeline. And that's what McCall will do. Those who are left stand and cheer. The Warriors capture preseason game number 2. As the horn will sound, this one is over. Final score, the Warriors 120 and the Los Angeles Clippers 75. 30 points for Klay Thompson.
After the game, which the Warriors won in a blowout, I asked him about his legacy. Though he's a long way from retiring, he says he hopes fans will think,
hey, you know what? He was good. He worked hard. He made the games fun. If I can get that from the fan base, and if I can bring them inside the arena and have them feel the experience in this building, then I've done my job.
Something he's done for thousands of fans for more than 20 years. From Oracle Arena, I'm Justine Lee for Cross Currents.